From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. First this hour, we're following a story out of Detroit about a disturbance on an airplane. Federal law enforcement is investigating what happened on Northwest Flight 253, which landed earlier today in Detroit from Amsterdam. A man on the plane apparently tried to set fire to a powdery substance. He was reportedly subdued by other passengers. The man evidently claims to have Al-Qaeda connections, but there are a lot of conflicting reports about this situation. I spoke earlier with a passenger who was on the flight. Syed Jafri was sitting in the 16th row, three rows in front of the incident.
We were descending towards Detroit, and we were fastening the seat belt, and we were ready, and then all of a sudden I heard a pop.
A pop?
Yes, pop like you could say a firecracker, or you could say a firearm. Everybody was kind of startled. Said, what is that? And then we kind of see some glow. Then there was some sort of a panic. And then next thing I know, there was a lot of people running towards that seat. And I must tell you that cabin crew did a marvelous job.
The crew did a marvelous job, he said. For more on this incident, we turn now to NPR's Dina Temple-Raston. Dina, what do we know at this point?
Well, as you said, there's a lot of conflicting information. Law enforcement officials that we talked to say the incident may have been an attempted terrorist attack, but it's really unclear how serious it was. I mean, some officials think it was firecrackers that the man lit. Others say it may have been a more sophisticated device. They're trying to figure that out now. The FBI's questioning the man in Detroit.
Yes, I gather he's actually in the hospital. What do we know about him?
Well, Representative Peter King of New York has said that the suspect's name is Abdul Mudalad, and he's a Nigerian. And apparently he boarded the flight in Nigeria that went through Amsterdam en route to Detroit. And apparently he tried to light or detonate something that was fixed to his leg, and it failed to go off correctly.
Now, there are reports that he has claimed an Al-Qaeda connection. What do you know about that?
Well, that's unclear as well. As a general matter, people with connections to Al-Qaeda don't offer that up very quickly in these kinds of incidences. Apparently he also told authorities that he got the explosive device from Yemen. That would be another something that would be unlikely to be provided to investigators this early in an investigation. So what I'm hearing from my law enforcement sources is that they're being very cautious about his claims.
They don't know quite what to make of him yet, is what
they don't know if he's a nut or if he's a dangerous terrorist.
Right. The White House says that President Obama has been briefed on the incident. What else has the White House said?
Well, White House spokesman Bill Burton said that it confirmed what happened. He said a man reportedly set off firecrackers, is what they said, on the plane as it arrived in Detroit. And he said that the president was notified this morning, Hawaii time, and he spoke to his national security team, and apparently he's monitoring the situation.
We're talking about an incident on a flight that was coming into Detroit from Amsterdam. A man evidently tried to set fire to some powdery substance and then was promptly subdued by the cabin crew and by passengers. And he is now in custody being questioned, and we gather in the hospital. Dina Temple-Raston, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.